I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants it to the crowd alive. Break down, take down, the bus stand.
Do it live!
Oh, good for you!
Playoffs?
We talking about practice, man.
Hello there. Welcome to... I guess this is going to be the premiere episode of My Favorite Meltdown. It's really just a test. That's all it is. But, where did this come from? I don't know. There's something in all of us, I think, that enjoys watching somebody melt down or go on a rant or something. And I don't know what it is. I suppose if I did any sort of research on the topic, I could find out. And maybe that'll come in future episodes. But there's something in us that, like, maybe it's because we see them freaking out and we think, oh, I want to do that, or I've done that before. I'm glad it's not me this time. There's something, call it Schadenfreude, whatever it is, you're getting some enjoyment out of watching this person melt down. And it's part of our celebrity culture these days. We like to build people up just so we can watch them break down. I mean, it's what TMZ is. They have the paparazzi follow these celebrities around. And they're not there to give them compliments. No, you look great today. Well, thank you. That's not going to make the cut. It's, you know, they want to piss these people off so that they break their cameras or say something just, you know, tantalizing and that's going to get a whole bunch of views on YouTube. And I eat it up. I don't know why. I feel bad about it sometimes. Not bad enough that I'm not going to try to do a podcast about it. But bad enough that I might watch a rant over and over again and talk about it with my friends and then feel guilty later on thinking, oh man, I'm kind of feeding the beast. But the one that came to mind when I kind of pitched this to people is the Christian Bale rant from, God, a couple years ago. It was when he was filming, oh God, Terminator Salvation, that bomb of a movie.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, preps.
Oh, good for you.
You recognize that?
Oh, good for you.
Everybody knows that. It made the rounds. It was back when talk radio was a little bigger than what it is now. I'm sure if there were podcasts at that time, they probably covered it. But I was listening to, I'm a big Don and Mike fan. So I was listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. And man, that drop.
Oh, good for you.
You know.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, we've all heard that. So that, you know, anytime anybody does anything that that you want to make fun of them for, like, oh, big deal. Hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, I just ate an entire pizza.
Oh, good for you.
I'm able to tie my shoes.
Oh, good for you.
You know, any sort of thing that is not real accomplishment, you use that drop. Or just say it out loud. Oh, good for you! So I want to break that down. It's one of my favorite meltdowns. Where does it come from? What happened? Why did Christian Bale freak the F out?
Kick your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick! Sorry. No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up. Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Oh, da-da-da-da. I use that all the time, too.
What don't you fucking understand? You got any fucking idea about... Hey,
there, his accent's back.
Distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene.
It's interesting because at the beginning, he is still kind of in character. as John Connor, because he's such a method actor that, and I respect it. He's a very good actor, but he still had this American accent when he started, but now he's so pissed. He's actually breaking character, which he doesn't do. A method actor stays in character constantly on the set. So theoretically, you could have gone to Terminator Salvation set and talked to him while he's at craft services table, while he's getting some, I don't know, I'm picturing macaroni and cheese for some reason, probably because it's called a craft table, but he would be speaking to you as John Connor, or, you know, whatever American accent. I can't remember the name of the character. I'm pretty sure it's John Connor. But he's so pissed off that he is breaking character behind the scenes, which is something method actors don't do.
Give me a fucking answer! What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you!
Yes.
And how was it? I hope it was fucking good, because it's useless now, isn't it? Fuck's sake, man, you're
amateur. That guy's name is Bruce. He just chuckled.
McGee, you got fucking something to say to this prick?
McGee, the director.
Well, somebody should be fucking...
By the way, if I was Christian Bale, I'd be upset that I have to call McGee all the time. I would be pissed off about that. Just that. McGee. If that's his real name, it can't be his real name. He's the director. McGee. He's done the... He did Terminator Salvation. He did the Charlie's Angels flicks, I believe. So, you know, he does the good stuff.
Watching and keeping an eye on him.
Fair enough.
This is the second time that he doesn't give a fuck about what is going on in front of the camera. All right? I'm trying to fucking do a scene here, and I'm going, where the fuck is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that? Stay off the fucking set, man.
Man.
For fuck's sake. Right, let's go again.
Okay, we're good. We're going to reset.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again!
The same guy who he'd been talking to said, just a minute, I got it. And no! Right back into it. You should have just said go. Oh.
And let's not have you fucking walking in. Can I have Tom put this on, please? You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
The guy's just walking around now.
Number of times you're strolling and fucking around in the background.
Ugh.
I never had a DP behave like this.
And Christian Bale was the biggest actor on the planet at this point.
You don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is. That's what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise. I want to fucking kick your fucking ass.
Whoa.
You don't shut up for a second, all right?
This guy, I gotta commend him. He's like, you know what? Actors are a dime a dozen. You know, I'm a lighting specialist. Anybody could have been cast, all right, as John Connor. Anybody could have been cast as John Connor. You're going to be a big draw, Mr. Bale. I get that. But I actually have a specialty, so I'm going to explain to you what the fuck I'm doing. And Christian Bale, you know, has just recently put on 100 pounds after losing all that weight for The Machinist. And he might be a little roided out at this point.
I'm going to go. Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
I'm not trying to trash.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm fucking serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice
you're
guy,
nice.
But I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this on set.
He's willing to walk from a rebooted franchise because of this lighting technician. He's willing to walk off of what was going to be the relaunch of a series, which is the bread and butter for an actor. If you can get a series, if you can get a trilogy, which this was supposed to be, you're talking millions of dollars. He's willing to walk away from because of a lighting technician.
Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't fucking get it. You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real. Honestly, I get it. Walk for 5 seconds.
No, I don't need any fucking walking. He needs to stop walking.
I get that.
I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again. Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally.
Whoa.
fucking ass.
So this is not in a day where like somebody has a cell phone up and they're getting it privately. He's mic'd up. There's cameras constantly rolling on these sets, you know? So he knows that people are going to see this. He has to know this is going to be leaked. And he flipped the F out. So what happened in the aftermath? I mean, obviously we talked about it a little bit. All the radio stations picked it up. It was on all the late night talk shows. Everybody was talking about it. So much so that this has got to be one of the first, probably not one of the first, but this is in the early days of taking something like this and turning it into audio.
Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights?
Do you want me to turning it into music.
Fuck.
A song.
What the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck. What the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck. What the fuck is it with you?
It's actually pretty awesome. So, first of all, try not to have this stuck in your head later on today.
What don't you fucking understand? Fucking kick your fucking ass. What don't you fucking understand?
It's pretty catchy. Pretty catchy. If that came on at a club, I'd be out there dancing. I'd be out there dancing. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. Okay, so obviously this became part of our pop culture, and everybody's talking about it. People are making remixes. He has to apologize at some point, as all actors do.
Oh, you know what? There's really nothing I can say about that I haven't said already. And you know, I have never tried to make any excuses for it. It was unacceptable, and I take it, you know, it's my fault. That's it.
It's terrible for all of us that that tape was released.
This is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Because when you're working on a set, it's a creative experience, and you need a certain amount of protection and safety. It's because when you're filming a really intense scene, I mean, it, and the weather is crazy, and you haven't slept in 48 hours, I mean, like, people are raw. And I think Christian dealt with it with such integrity.
As a person, he's a consummate professional, completely dedicated to his craft, doesn't give a crap about the bells and whistles of being, you know, famous and all that.
This is Sam Worthington.
And so to work with him, you know, elevates your game. As a person, he's, you know, he's just the supreme professional. That's what it is. You know, he comes in, does his job, goes home to his kids, and the proof's in the pudding. Look at his career.
So, actors came to his defense. This is just a YouTube clip of some press for Terminator Salvation, and I guess they kind of have a point. I mean, you shouldn't be a dickhead to a tech, obviously. But what they're saying about tensions being high, they're on the set. He is a method actor. Even if you're not a method actor, if you are doing a scene over and over again where you are angry, where you're ticked off, where your character is in a life and death situation. If you're in that sort of mindset, it's hard to pull back from that. I've been in, you know, a ton of shows. I was a theater major in college. So this is why you see people who are in a performance together, be it a stage show, movies, TV shows, people who are love interests becoming love interests in real life, because you're acting like you're in love with this person so long that it starts to almost become intimate in real life. You see that happen. So I have to imagine if you're doing something like a Terminator Salvation flick where you're in a dystopian future and fighting for your life, that your blood might be boiling a little bit. So you're already in a situation where you could tip at any point. And then something like this happens, and I imagine the guy had done it a few times before he finally flipped the F out. So that's probably the reason why it happened, but it doesn't make it right. So this is one of those meltdowns that it didn't really affect his career too much, I don't think. You know, other people who have breakdowns on stage, you know, like Michael Richards, that ruined his career. That ruined his career. He has never come back from that. Now, some might argue that his career was already over. But, you know, a lot of people take 10 years off after a major program and have a pretty good comeback. You know, after Seinfeld, he didn't do much. But, you know, I'm thinking that ruined his career. But as far as Christian Bale goes, if you look at what he's done since, I mean, Public Enemies, The Fighter, I believe he may have gotten an Academy Award for that, or at least was nominated. Of course, The Dark Knight, he finished that up. Out of the Furnace was a fantastic movie with lots of, you know, goodwill. Didn't do very well at the box office, but critics liked it. American Hustle, good God. The Big Short. So, yeah, I'm thinking his career is fine. He's fine. He's doing just fine. But what did we get out of all this? What do we as the general public get out of this? I'm going to argue we get absolutely nothing. I mean, it's entertaining. You can look at YouTube for a little while and laugh. You can say, "Oh, I'm glad I'm not Christian Bale," or "I'm glad I'm not that techie." You know, whatever the case may be. But oh, I don't know. I don't think we get much out of it. Nah, I'm gonna cut that. But what do we get out of it? I guess is maybe what I'm exploring here. It's another way that we can remove ourselves. It's another way that we can unplug. No. I don't know what we get out of it. Jesus. Absolutely nothing? Could that be it? Is that it? I don't know. What the hell do we get out of it? I'll have to explore that. I don't know. I do not know what we get out of it. I get a little bit of an enjoyment. There's some in jokes here and there, like, "Oh, good for you," that you can do with your friends.
Oh, good for you.
There's God, absolutely nothing. Huh. Yeah, I keep going to that. We get absolutely nothing out of it. The movie studios get something because it's free publicity. So that gets their name out there. No such thing as bad press. You know, as long as it's not so bad like Michael Richards, where it doesn't ruin your career, the actor gets something out of it because it's another way to get his name out there. But we as a general public, we get shit from it. But why do we focus on it so much? I don't know. Huh. Well, a part of what I want to explore in this show is also our own meltdowns. So maybe I'll save that for a future episode. I'm just playing around at this point on this one. But I've had a couple meltdowns. One in front of, it was at like the main building on campus at this junior college that I went to. And there were quite a few people. It was like in between classes, everybody's, you know, going from class to class, and I freaked out on one of the professors. So maybe we'll get to that at some point. But I want to have guests on and discuss maybe some of their meltdowns, you know, and see what it did. Where did it get them anything? Did they was it successful? You know, was it a successful freak out? Like, why did you freak out? What was the path? You know, if you don't freak out, if you kept it to yourself, what was going to happen, and then what happened after the tantrum. I'm interested in all this. So this is what we're going to explore. I'm going to have people on. We're going to talk about their meltdowns. We're going to explore famous meltdowns like Britney Spears, you know, where I was when that happened. I was actually on my honeymoon. We were down in Mexico, and we got to see the Mexican media depict what was going on. I thought that was interesting. And, you know, just general freakouts that we come across. I'm interested in Twitter freakouts. I'm interested in Facebook freakouts, YouTube, printed word. Maybe somebody freaked out via email at you. You know what? I want to hear the other side of a freakout, too. So if somebody freaked out on you, what happened? What did you do? My favorite meltdown. Thanks for listening.
Oh, good for you.